USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The results are in. It was quite a surprise in the New Jersey gubernatorial race on Tuesday's elections. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was reelected governor of New Jersey by a very slim margin. The so-called experts predicted a double-digit blowout. His GOP challenger, Jack Cittarelli, overcame an early deficit and lost by roughly one percentage point in the normally blue state. Congratulations are in order for Republican Glenn Youngkin, turning Virginia into a red state with his victory as governor. His term will begin in mid-January. It should be noted, Jamaican immigrant Winsome Sears won Virginia's lieutenant governor's race, the first woman of color to win that office. The husband of the cinematographer killed on the New Mexico set of Rust has reportedly hired a Los Angeles law firm that specializes in wrongful death suits. Matthew Hutchins, whose wife was shot and killed by actor Alec Baldwin, retained the law firm of Panis, Shea, Boyle, and Ravaputi. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With cyber attacks on public and private sectors within the United States, actions are taking place to curb the criminal activity.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration will order nearly all federal agencies to fix cybersecurity flaws that are considered major risks. The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill and called this initiative, along with the new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborate, very crucial.
I really think this is a different and unique capability for the nation. It's the place that by statute brings together the full power of the federal government with the innovation, imagination, and ingenuity of the private sector.
The new directive is also one of the biggest ever imposed by the federal government. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After Facebook changed their name to Meta last week, they just found out another company is already named Meta, a company that sells PCs. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As some Americans are frustrated with the federal government's COVID vaccine mandate imposed by President Biden, the CDC wants to start jabbing the arms of kids ages 5 to 11, the least affected age group since the pandemic began.
We are now expanding vaccine recommendations to more than 28 million children in the United States. Distribution of pediatric vaccinations across the country started this week, with plans to scale up to full capacity starting the week of November 8th.
It should be noted, 0% of kids in that age group lost their lives from COVID-19, and moms are speaking out on Fox News against any mandate for kids to be forced to take the vaccine.
It's great to have the option. If a parent wants to have a vaccine for their kid, that's an individual choice that should be made based on risk factors for that child. But no one should be compelled to get this vaccine because we don't need it for children, and there is no societal benefit to vaccinating children who are at greater risk right now from car accidents and from drowning than they are from COVID-19.
I'm just very uncomfortable with mandatory vaccinations for my children. As a mom, I want to make that decision. I want to be able to discuss with my pediatrician, ask these questions. I don't want to co-parent with the government. I don't feel like there's been enough clinical studies. I'm just not ready to vaccinate my children with COVID. And I feel like there's other alternatives. I feel like we could do same-day testing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.